Welcome home. We're not stuck.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
I look lopsided. What's wrong with
me? Your chair's crooked.
Am I crooked?
No. So I think before we get started, we need to wish Chuck a happy birthday.
Yes. Chuck is one of our staff members.
He is.
He's an admin. He is our cruise director. He is.
He's our park director when we're with him.
Yes. He is generalized. You know.
Whatever we're doing, if Chuck's there, he's in charge. So everybody, please wish Chuck a great and wonderful happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Chuck.
And welcome home. Shane just reminded me, but I wanted to get the happy birthday out there first, Shane. I'm sorry.
Welcome home. My gosh, it's been a really long time since we've all gotten together. Yay, welcome home. Oh, do you like my ears? My wonderful friend Lorraine got them for me.
I'm just going to put up a few things up here.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
I'm not going to be able to put up all Chuck's birthday messages, but I'll try to snap a few of them here so he can see them. Which
look at that, Chuck. You are a celebrity tonight.
He's a celebrity every night.
He is. He's a wonderful person, and we really value him.
Isn't it, Randy? I love this shirt.
So I told him, I'm like, woo-hoo.
I am the orange bird tonight.
He is like orange bird and big bird put together. I'm sorry.
I'm going to let go of your bloom.
Okay, I'm sorry. We haven't been around in a few weeks. Have you missed us?
Probably not.
We've missed talking to you. We have so many things to talk to you about. We have to catch up. You know, there's lots been happening in the past couple of weeks.
We got nailed with that hurricane yesterday. Our power's been out all day since yesterday. Just like Irma, they kept saying. Just like Irma.
Yeah. You need to quit saying that. He's been saying that because there was a weather report.
A week and a half ago, she started worrying about it.
And I started like watching these weather pages, and somebody said, oh my gosh, the track looks just like Hurricane Irma. It didn't even really rain.
barely wind. Yeah, it was, yeah.
But that's a good thing.
For us, it's good. Carolina is getting hit, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
Take precautions there. I know Jody's in Carolina.
Yes,
so definitely take precautions. If you're in the path, it's just funny in Florida, they always get us all psyched up and scared. Oh, there's a hurricane coming, and the grocery store is empty out, which I think the weathermen in the grocery stores are in cahoots. And they sell like generators and all that stuff, and then nothing happens.
Yeah. So, but it's good. We actually went and bought a generator because everyone's predicting a crazy hurricane season this year, and we didn't want to be stuck without anything. So
yeah, we wanted to have it if and when we do lose power, we have a way to at least if on Monday night we have to do a show.
Oh my god!
We can plug in a generator. It might be dark in here, but we'll have a show.
It might be a little bit dark, but we'll do our best. Okay, so we have so much to talk about.
Do we?
Kind of. So I didn't, my outline is a very loose outline. Let's say that. We're not real organized. I know you're probably super shocked about that one. What's the matter?
Hold on, I'm just reading comments.
Okay. So I have my notebook. Let's see.
New handy dandy notebook.
I did. You know what? I have a brand new frozen notebook. Thanks to Cheryl Thomas McCall. Thank you, Cheryl. All right. So. What show? Oh, before we really get rolling, I should
announce the show.
Oh, shoot. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hello, welcome to TMSN Weekly Live Show number 92 for August 3rd, 2020. And if you didn't know that, you probably would be here at this time already.
Yeah, we don't have our names up today.
I can change that.
No, you don't have to. They know who we are.
Maybe they're new.
You know who we are?
I don't even know who we are sometimes.
Ah, now we have our name tags on.
Boom. Drop it. Like it's hot.
Okay. Before we get started, I just want to show you guys really quick.
We gotta put those on.
What?
These aren't anywhere yet, but you can show it.
Okay, I won't show it.
You can show it.
What do you want me to do?
Just show it. I just gotta list
Okay. So we have for the people who are on our supporters page, we ordered these handy dandy new magnets. Oops, for Club TMSM.
Logo.
If you are a supporter of ours. And you get automatically put into Club TMSM, and we are sending out free magnets. So
yep, we had them made. So we will mail them out. A bunch of you have already sent me your or your address, mailing address, and I will be sending those out this week. If you haven't, please send me an email, scott@themainstreetmouse.com with your mailing address, and we will get those out to you this week.
Yes. And then, you know, when you're a part of Club TMSM and when you're one of our supporters, we plan to give you presents as a thank you, and this is just the first one.
So yeah, probably every other month we'll have something for you guys. So if you do want to, if you're interested in supporting us, just go to the Facebook page, the Main Street Mouse, and you should see something
there. It says support here or something like that.
Become a supporter. We appreciate anybody who does that. And we're hoping that's a separate group aside from TMSM Fan Nation, aside from the Main Street Mouse. Yeah. It's a separate group where you guys can go chit chat, talk about things, maybe things that we wouldn't let people talk about on the main wall, like rumors and stuff, maybe allowed in that group. I would say that for sure. So, but you never know what's going to happen there. Me and Michelle may pop in there. We may do live feeds there. You know, who knows?
It's brand new, so we're still trying to figure out what to do with that.
And we've been slammed with a million other things. So we do apologize. We do have plans.
Yeah, it's been so, so busy, you guys. And that's why we weren't here last week, because I'm just like, I'm burnt out totally. So, oh, and then nobody has seen these yet. We actually have new Main Street Mouse magnets too. I don't know if you can see them, kind of.
Yeah, I think it's the glares.
And we will have those offered as well.
Yep, those will be for sale on the site.
These are cool because they're like the annual pass holder magnets, so you don't have to put stickers on
your
car.
The old one, not the newer one. New ones around.
Yeah, but the same concept. Yeah. Like, you don't have to worry about putting a sticker on your car.
We did these before, but we did them in black and white, and a lot of people, including Chuck, said we should do them in color. So I did them in color this time. I haven't made. So we had those made, and we have those in stock. So.
So, okay, now that that's over with, let's chat, shall we?
No.
No?
Okay, go ahead.
And if you guys have questions, please go ahead and load those as well, and we will try to get to those too.
Yes, my shirt is bright. I know. Please help. She's told me about 7 times since I put it on. So.
No, it's nice. Yeah. It's very, very Florida.
Where's it at?
Flower and Garden Fest.
The Flower and Garden Festival shirt.
Well, yeah.
I was excited because they had a discount.
I do. Okay. All right. Anyway, so let's talk. We have so much that we've done since we've talked to you last. And one of the things that we did, I'm going to go out of order on my notepad.
That's fine.
I know you don't really pay attention. So we were at, Huntsville's convention, 2 weeks ago?
Yes. 2 weeks. Yeah. It was 2 weeks ago. Because last week we were just exhausted. That's why we didn't do the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, the weekend before last. So the
17th and 18th and 19th, we were in Alabama.
Yes, we were there for those few days. It was a lot of fun. Actually, a lot of people turned out more than I thought would.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people were concerned. You know, we wore our masks the whole time. Mm-hmm. We got to meet some people that followed us. Yeah. We got him and I did panels, right. Like, and people actually watched to go like hear what we had to say. Which
they
cool.
did them live on their Facebook page. So we were, which we didn't know. We actually did the first panel of the weekend, and we did the last panel of the weekend.
We did.
So we kind of opened and closed the show for them.
So yeah. It was nice. And we talked about what Disney is like now, right. As opposed to, you know, since the whole
7 months ago
pre-COVID world. And then we talked about things that are coming to the park. So we got to do 2 different things, but people were really interested in how things are at Disney now.
Yes. Yes.
That was a big panel. We had a lot of people show up to that one.
And it was weird in a panel room, because I don't know if you've ever been to one, but it's just a big auditorium. Actually, we sit on stage, people sit in chairs. Usually the chairs are side by side in rows like a movie theater. Well, now they were all spread 6 feet apart. You'd see 2 here, 1 here, 7 over here. I mean, it was just spread out for different groups of people to make it all work. So
yeah, so they were really safe, of course, like everything else. I saw something about Ava playing in the blinds. No, that was Jack playing in the blinds. Miss Ava is upstairs being watched by the boys because she doesn't know how to behave during the show.
I see Teresa asked about the magnets. We're going to list those up on the site, and we'll have a link where you can order those, and I'm going to get those out to you as well. And Father Michael, yes, I highly unlikely I'm not paying attention.
He never does. You know, he asks me to write down like the topics, and then I write down the topics. And then when we're sitting down, he's like, what were the topics? Because that's why, like, whenever we do our, like, lists and things, he's not ready. He's not prepared.
I don't have time.
Okay.
I'm busy. I got lots of stuff going on.
Lord.
Which you guys will find out in about a month.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so I can't see the comments now. Can you?
Yeah, there's just new ones. You got to hit the button.
Okay. All right, anyhow. So we were in Huntsville, like he said. Oh, sidebar.
Oh, boy.
Big old sidebar already. It's only a couple minutes in, and I'm already doing it. So.
Can't be about food.
It's not. It's not even about Disney, but we're going to talk about it for just a minute.
Okay.
Because because like Halloween merchandise is already coming out, and you know, you're starting to see like Halloween stuff in the stores and Halloween USA. That's Orange Burst. And you know, like all these like really you know, it's even though we don't know what's going to happen for Halloween this year as far as trick-or-treating and all that, people are still putting out, you know, decorations and all that cool stuff. So, all right, so I think I've told you guys before. I know I've told you guys before.
She's a little excited.
Okay, you ready? Are you ready? Okay, so we watch ghost shows on the Travel Channel. I think I've told you guys before.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know, right? So, like, we watch these ghost shows, and I don't even know if I believe them or not, but... So there's this place in Huntsville. We found it. It's supposed to be the most haunted playground in America. And it was 7 minutes from the convention that we were doing. So we decided on our way home. Look at him. You see the look on his face. On the way home, we were going to stop at the haunted playground.
Which is right. It's inside of a cemetery.
Yeah. Like, why would you put a playground in a cemetery?
I bet you can tell us why. Because you read about it.
I did. And I did. Okay. So, or as Paula and Michelle and I do, well. So if we start off something with well, it's good. So say it's called, now this is really morbid, it's called the Dead Children's Playground. I didn't make it up, so don't get mad at me.
Yeah, if you Google it, that's what it is.
So that's what it's called. So you can Google it. So like there's this old cemetery. It's the oldest cemetery in Huntsville.
Huntsville. Yes? I just want to comment real. Michael on YouTube is watching, and he says that he's the only one over there on YouTube right now. And I just want to know that there's people on more people are on Facebook than YouTube. I just want to let you know we do your comment, Michael. So thank you for tuning in.
There's like 150 people watching with you on Facebook, so you're not alone.
Yes, you're not alone. All the comments come together for us.
All the comments come together. Everybody, my audience is usually Facebook people, but we're trying to pull in some YouTube. But yeah. We're Facebookers over here.
So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Okay, back to your story about the which we saw on Paranormal Caught on Tape, I think it was.
Paranormal
Caught on Tape.
Caught on Tape.
Yeah, that's what we saw.
Okay, Travel Channel. So the history, there's a couple different stories, but this cemetery is like over 200 years old, and there's a section of these old the graves, and like there's sadly a children's area, because back then, you know, kids would come down with these different illnesses and they didn't have ways to, you know, fix things like they did.
Wasn't it some kind of plague or something? Not a plague, but like an epidemic.
There were locusts flying everywhere.
No, what was it? There was something about a lot of kids died at like the turn of the century there from something.
Is it yellow fever? Or is that me? I don't know.
That was,
anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember. I thought that was St. Augustine, but who knows? Anyway.
Oh, we got another YouTuber. I see her.
Hey!
I can't see because it says comments.
Cheryl.
No, it's not that Cheryl. It's a different Cheryl.
Cheryl McCall.
See? Oh, it is Cheryl McCall. Hi, Cheryl. I didn't know you were on there.
Paranormal Caught on Tape. That's it, Randy.
Paranormal Caught on Tape. Anyway. God, we're all over the board.
Get to the creepy.
So, this cemetery, back in the 60s, okay? In the 60s, there were these child murders happening in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm setting the tone.
I know, I can tell. We should go to black and white.
And the police were finding bodies.
Not the ones with Sting, the other police.
They were finding bodies in this wooded area. Okay, following me? Well, the murderer was never caught, you guys. Was never caught. I sound like I'm making this up, but I'm not. And so what they did was they wanted to expand the cemetery because, again, 200-year-old cemetery, blah, blah, blah. So the residents of the town decided to put a little playground there, kind of as a memorial thing, because these children were found there. And then, years later, they took the playground out, and like there was this big upheaval, and they re-put it back. So when you go to the cemetery, it's like it's really spooky, and they've seen things there. They say that you go at night, you can hear like laughing, you hear the swings move by themselves,
and the one we saw on Paranormal Con tape was the guy's daughter was swinging. All of a sudden, the other swings were going. And they were never slowing down. They kept going at the same pace the whole time. So we're like, okay, we got to go check this out. We got to see if it. We were driving around the cemetery because we couldn't find it at first.
It was scary.
And Aiden, of course, is like, I don't want to go.
Aiden
here.
Got out of the car.
And he didn't want to.
And he was like, ugh. He goes, I don't feel all that good. And I don't know if it was mental or what, but it felt heavy there.
Me and Andrew went running. We wanted to go.
And it was very weird. And then it gets weirder. So people left like stuffed animals on the playscape. Mm-hmm. And then we found like flattened candles, like tea lights where people were burning candles there at night. I'm good. I don't need to go back. He wants to go back.
I'm
good. But it was very cool. So if you watch these shows on the Travel Channel, especially around Halloween, because they show like scariest places in America and stuff like that, that you might see this thing in Huntsville. And when you do, you're going to be like, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, we actually, me and Michelle, we were all taking pictures like crazy. And then we all came home. We were like looking through our pictures to see if we saw anything. I thought we saw something in the one photo we had. We weren't
sure. He thought he saw a face.
It kind of looks like a face in the background. Andrew caught orbs moving. And this is the middle of the day. So usually,
yes,
it was something you usually catch at night. So we did catch some of that. We didn't see the swings moving, but you could, I don't know if it was because we were excited to be there and check it out or what, but you just felt a presence. When we were in St. Augustine, I didn't feel that, and I was on a ghost tour. So this was
we were on a ghost tour.
Yeah, this was a different feeling altogether.
We were doing our own tour.
But if you're ever in the area, if you just do a search and find it,
it's Maple Hills Cemetery.
I believe that's what it was. Hey, Joe's on YouTube now too.
Hey, Joe. And yes, we did. We did a little revamping at our house. I have a blanket over the TV, so the light doesn't have the glare. But we did paint this room.
And
thank
room,
you for noticing. And we painted our
couch. And
views. But yeah, so this is a really cool. It was a really cool little side field trip.
It was. It was really cool. Something that we weren't going to do, and then we just decided, you know what? Let's take 10 minutes to drive over there.
Dead Children's
and
Cemetery.
And it wasn't out of the way.
Google.
Yep.
Google. It's crazy.
Really cool. There's a lot to read about.
I swear I didn't make it up. So.
It's because it's in Alabama. It's Corey Tucker country.
It's Corey Tucker country. So there's all kinds of weird stuff going on
they
over there.
They have that Dead Peanut Fest.
Peanut Festival.
Mr. Peanut.
Mr. with Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, he wears a ghost sheet.
He wears a sheet. Okay. So back to Disney. But wasn't that a cool story? Did you guys like that story?
I'm telling you, we should have went black and white and made it look like it was a scary movie.
Mm.
That would have been cool.
All right.
I gotta work on that. So. I don't know why your comment thing keeps
my comments like keep like crapping out on
yeah,
me.
I don't know why it is.
I did take pictures. It's on my Facebook. I did take pictures of the cemetery. Maybe I'll like for Halloween, like we'll do a Halloween show and I'll pull those pictures up so you guys can see them. So you guys can see the playground. I even took video. So, all right, anyway, back to Disney. Let's reel it back to Disney.
No ghost at Disney.
It's not Haunted Mansion. Does that count?
Not
okay, anyway, so, all right, so we were already talking about Halloween merchandise is already hitting on Shop Disney. They have like a little towel. They have the pumpkin doormat. They have a pumpkin pillow. They have, you know, like a candle holder. No, this is not the parks merchandise. Yeah, this is Shop Disney. It'll probably be a couple weeks before the merchandise in the parks will be out, but you know I'll be all over it because I'm going to be watching for merchandise and I'm going to be watching for pumpkins. No.
And for any of you Funko collectors out there, we do know the Hocus Pocus Funko Pops are going to be coming up anytime now, actually. They're expected to be released at Hot. I got mine pre-ordered at Hot Topic. Also, the Haunted Mansion next edition of Pops will be coming out here very shortly. It was supposed to come out this month. They moved that to the end of September, isn't that what I said? I got that my email. So the Funko Pops for Halloween or Haunted Mansion will be the end of September, it looks like now. We're still waiting here when the organist will be dropped at Disney Parks.
Yeah, so, but we'll be watching and we'll let you know. So we actually went back to, since we've talked to you guys last, we went to Hollywood Studios and we went to, where did we go? Where else did we go? Did we just go to studios since we were, yeah, we went to the studios last, in between.
Yep.
When we got back from Alabama, we went to the studios.
We actually drove back on Monday and we had to go to the studios on Tuesday. Or our reservation was on Tuesday. So, and we wanted to be there when it first opened so we could get on
Rise of the Resistance.
Rise of the Resistance.
And that's another thing that changed. Okay, so let's go back to. So we have not been to Hollywood Studios since before the world stopped. And we finally were able to get back into the studios and we took the boys because we wanted to get on Runaway Railway and Rise of the Resistance.
And Aiden hadn't been on Smuggler's Run.
And Aiden had not been on
Smuggler's Run. And we learned that Aiden is not a good driver.
My kids are terrible pilots.
He's always bragged about being a great car driver. on video games. And he didn't know the Millennium Falcon was a heap of junk.
But you know what, though? I wanted the boys to go because, like I had told you guys before, that we were at the media event for Runaway Railway in March, and then everything closed. So the boys hadn't gotten a chance to go on Runaway Railway, so I wanted to make sure they saw that. And then we wanted to check out how the virtual queue was working for Rise of the Resistance. Now, the same week that we went, excuse me, they changed the fast pass, well, not fast pass, the queue, the virtual queue after. So it was three times that you could get in a day. It was, what was it, like 10, 1, and 4.
But you could only ride it once a day. So you put your name in it those three times to check and see if there is a availability to put your name in line. But you will only get to ride it once, they said. And we didn't get to ride it to what? We were in at 10.
Okay, this is funny.
Yeah.
This is funny. Because you go into Hollywood Studios, and normally you see everybody scattered in the directions they want to go to. You know, some are going to Galaxy's Edge, some are going to Toy Story Land, some are whatever, whatever. Well, you go into the gates now, and everybody is like this with their phones, and they're waiting for 10 o'clock. Because once 10 o'clock hits, you hit the button, you know, to get in the virtual queue, or hopefully get a boarding group. So everybody's standing there with their you know, faces and their phones trying to get a virtual, you know, pass for Rise. We were what, group 23?
23, I believe.
Which is a really good number. I heard, it's so funny because I heard it's like, almost like bingo. Like you could hear people yelling, I got number 6. I got, you know, everybody's yelling about what number they got. We got 23. I heard somebody else like within earshot of us got like 66 or something.
That quick.
Yeah. So they fill up pretty quickly. So take in mind that we had boarding group 23.
And we were there before 10.
And we should have, like, it gives, you were watching it, I wasn't.
Yes.
It tells you, like, how long that they think that you have to wait.
Right, and originally it was
longer.
Originally it said 2.5 hours, and then within, like, 30 minutes it was down to 1.5 hours, it said. And then all of a sudden the world just stopped spinning.
Yeah, then it stopped.
Because it started raining.
Well, it rained, and then you have to keep in mind, because there's so many moving parts to Rise of the Resistance, that the ride does go down a lot. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm just saying it is what it is. So when we finally got called, it was after 2. And we went over there. And then we were actually inside the building in the line. Right. And the ride went down. But we were inside and it was raining, so I didn't care. We sat on the floor in the hallway for, oh my gosh, how long?
About an hour. It was about an hour.
Almost an hour. And the cast members were coming in saying, anybody have to use the restroom? Or, you know, they're trying to, like, everybody doing okay?
Some people left.
We were not about to leave. I told him, I said, no, we've been waiting all day. We will sit in this hallway until they make us move.
The kicker was, we were almost to the room where you walk, if you haven't been at, where the queue actually starts, where the ride actually begins with the queue. We were in the next room over, but there was a group behind us, about 6 people. They literally walked away 2 minutes later. They took us in. I was like, wow, they missed out by 2 minutes. They left the line because they didn't want to wait any longer.
I was not about to move. I told, like, Aiden was fussing a little bit, and I was like, just stop.
And Aiden's not a Star Wars fan, and he was like, well, it's going to take a lot to impress me with this ride.
That's what he said, a little brat. He's like, oh, it's going to take a lot to impress me because I'm not easily impressed.
He was impressed.
And, you know, but we had heard that some of
the
pre-shows were not working. They were. So we did get to see the part with Rey and BB-8, and then, you know, the part where you get commandeered, and then the part, you know, all the pre-stuff up until you actually get on the ride vehicle. It was all there. So
it's funny seeing the Imperial officers with face masks.
The holograms didn't have face masks, so that was good.
That's true. Ray was breathing on us.
Ray was breathing on us.
Amber, my phone was buzzing. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, somebody texting you. So anyway, the kids got to go on it, and I get really excited because, like, if I get to do stuff before they do, or actually stuff before anybody, I sit there and I do this, and I wait for a reaction.
Wait for it. What was cool is when we got there, we went in Toy Story Land first.
Yes.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was already pretty long.
Like 90-minute wait.
Yeah, so we got on Slinky Dog Dash.
Yes.
We waited, what, 20 minutes maybe?
Maybe.
It's weird because the lines look so long, but you got to remember there's 6 feet in between each group. So their line looks long, but it's really not that long. It's more just waiting for the group to pay attention in front of you to go to their next spot.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a lot of it. But we got to ride Slinky Dog. We got off that. Did we do Toy Story Midway Mania after that? I think we did, yeah. Then we went. We eventually got on Smuggler's Run, and we walked on. We did not stop walking until we actually were in the cockpit of the Falcon.
No. We walked right on. There was no wait.
No wait at all.
I mean, none. And you know, that is the great part. Oh, but I forgot to tell you, if the boys liked Rise of the Resistance, yes, they did.
They loved it.
They loved it. They thought it was so cool. And then now they're like, now we get why people
will wait.
We'll wait for it.
Yeah, because they weren't, I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. and go wait for it. They're seeing, yeah, I'll wait.
They still wouldn't get up at 5 a.m. But how they have it now, you can't even get on until, or get a boarding pass till 10. And then you get another try at 2, but then that's it.
We're going back on the 27th, and we will be there at 10 to get our boarding pass to Ride Rocks again.
Well, see, we're just not usually morning people, but now, like,
the ride is phenomenal. And I the first time I rode it was I was on overload, seeing everything coming at you. Mm-hmm. And then when I rode this time, I taped it, just because we wanted to tape it, because a lot of people haven't got to do things. So this next time, I'm actually going to enjoy the ride, I think, and watch it for all that it is. And it was kind of cool that in our cart, because the car holds 8 people.
Yeah.
It was just the 4 of us in our cart. So they're not cramming you in with other people. You actually get to enjoy it with your family and see everything. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then as far as Runaway Railway, they hadn't been on that either. The pre-show was not going on. Like, the little movie ahead of time was not going on.
And they blamed Goofy for that.
They said that Goofy did something or other, broke it, whatever. But the ride itself, they liked it. Now, my kids, even though they didn't know most of the movies in the Great Movie Ride, they still liked the Great Movie Ride very much. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if
it would be a good substitute.
I didn't know how they would think.
Yeah.
But they both liked Runaway Railway as well. I think that was the longest. That was the longest wait that we had was Runaway Railway.
And that was
other than Rise, but we were sitting on the floor.
But yeah, everything else was pretty much walk in the queues. Just it kind of moves quickly, and you get. I mean, Studios is the most popular park right now. You cannot get a reservation. They're already annual pass holders. We have a really hard time getting reservations. I don't think we could get. I went on today to get our next reservation. We were able to get Epcot on the 13th.
Yeah.
But then there was Magic Kingdom. We got on the 25th, I think. That was the next day.
Yeah. We in the summertime, we go to the parks every week. And now that you have to have a reservation, we can't even get a reservation.
And we booked the Hollywood Studios one, I think the day we were at Hollywood Studios. After we left there that day, I booked the next Hollywood Studios one.
And it still was for weeks out. So
yeah, it's if you're staying on a resort on property, you can pretty much get into whatever park you want to. But if you're an annual pass holder, it's a lot harder if you're not staying on property.
Yeah. So. And we were joking kind of about it. Kind of joking. Like, should we go stay at a resort? I mean, for a couple days, even if it was like one of the value resorts, just so we can go to the park. I mean, and it was just one of those things because we can't get a reservation. Sure. Yeah. We live 10 minutes from Disney World and we can't even... We can't get in.
Liz just said Epcot's the next one on the 24th right now for open reservations for annual pass holders. So, and that's a bunch of our friends were at Animal Kingdom on Saturday, and we went to check, and there was no pass.
We couldn't go.
We couldn't go. And I mean, it's Animal Kingdom. It's 100 degrees out. Who's at Animal Kingdom? And we couldn't.
Well, they were. For they were there. Hours.
And then Father Michael asked, do we have any upcoming LOLs? We do have a list of the LOLs. I think Michelle can give you the dates by the end of the show.
I don't have dates.
You know the next date for sure, and then you can kind of tell them where the next ones will be.
End of the month. Yeah. I have to double check, but I will put.
We'll
this
be posting
up.
That soon.
Oh, October 25th is the one I know for sure.
That's because of, so, and then Studios probably has a lower capacity because of. Yeah, I agree with that. That's Lorraine, who's our cast member friend, said.
Oh, about the capacity.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, it's so much more popular. But we went to the Magic Kingdom since then, and it was a lot busier.
Yeah, it was. So we met some friends at Magic Kingdom a couple weeks ago. A week ago, Friday? I don't even know. My days are all
something
screwed
like
up. A week and a half ago?
Yeah,
maybe.
Something like that.
And it actually sort of felt like a normal day. it was much busier, or seemingly busier, than it had been previously when we've gone since they've opened.
Not as busy as full.
Yeah, full not like pad, a typical not like Friday. Not but like
it,
that.
It was a little bit more busy than you would have expected it to be. And I don't know why it was that day, why it seemed.
No, it seemed very busy. Friday. I mean, it was hot. It was kind of crowded. I mean, wait times still weren't bad.
No.
I mean, they weren't bad.
Peter Pan was still walking.
I think Space Mountain was walk-on because yes. The kids went on that.
Space was a walk-on. A lot of it was pretty nice.
The kids weren't with me. It was Liz's kid, not mine.
Yes, they are. But Liz went on with Ronnie, and they went right on after he did Truffle Shuffle.
Yeah, our friend Ronnie did the Truffle Shuffle at Magic Kingdom.
And I had the video.
Anyway.
It was busy, and Liz agreed.
See, Liz says it was busy. It was like, you know, and what was it? Splash Mountain was down. We didn't get to go on Splash Mountain. We never went on the Mine Train. What?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
You said Splash Mountain. I was thinking about your TikTok video.
Yeah. Well, did you guys hear what happened on Splash Mountain? Okay, so. We didn't put it down. We did not write it down. We didn't put it out. We didn't whatever. So, but yeah, so like one of the logs flooded on Splash Mountain yesterday. The day before. So yesterday,
I think. 6 inches of water. Is it really going under? It'd be like walking in the water at Fantasmic. It's that deep. It's like, can you really even say we went under?
Well, it didn't go under.
Your flip-flop.
No, the funny part, I mean, none of it's funny, but the somewhat funny part was that I guess we're told to, you know, stay seated, but their log was flooding. So, I mean, I probably would have been trying to get out of my log, too.
Oh, look, your phone's ringing. It's Jody calling.
Yeah, I know. It's my Disney rep going, ugh. Okay, but to our credit, we did not put that information out. I could have blogged it. I did not. I was one of the few that did not. I was looking. I usually don't look what other people do just because they annoy me. And I actually did a little Googling today, and I was like, yeah, of course they put that out. But I did not. But we can talk about it a little bit. But I don't exactly know what happened or why. But you know, people were, you know, making jokes about it. Somebody, I saw a meme with Captain Jack Sparrow standing like in the log like this, watching, you know, in the one part where his phone is sinking. I mean, I just think it was kind of funny because people were like, Disney said stay in your log. Because there was somebody made up of stay in your log. You know, the song. Never mind. There was a TikTok.
Go ahead now. You got to say it.
No, now. I don't know the whole thing. And I'm not going to sing in front of everybody. But
stay in your log.
No. Somebody made a joke song.
How do you do?
Yeah, to the one of the songs in Splash Mountain. And it was a joke about.
They took the song and they just rewrote the words. So
stay but in it your was. Boat. Yeah, it was it? Yeah, Disney said, "Stay in your log." Anyway, God help us. I am so sorry.
But that's the big news. Stuff like that coming out. That's our big news.
See, now I chose to put out fun things like recipes and Halloween decoration. No.
Cookie dough.
Whoa.
Somebody said it. I think Randy had mentioned it.
Okay. So you guys know I love Hocus Pocus. I am like a Hocus Pocus junkie. I know the whole movie by heart.
I didn't know that.
I'm personal friends with Jay and Ice. So I actually stay in touch with Jay and Ice. Have I told you that story? I probably have like 80 times. But anyway, so it's like my favorite movie. And so the other night I'm sitting here doing nothing. It's Saturday night and I'm like,
oh my God.
Nestle Whole House put out Break and Bake Hocus Pocus cookies. And I will tell you, I threw that blog together in like 5 minutes. That cookie dough blog got like a reach of almost 200,000 people and a ton of shares about
cookies.
Cookie dough. But it was Hocus Pocus cookie dough. And it's weird because it's oatmeal peanut butter flavored, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. I like oatmeal chocolate chip, and I like peanut butter chocolate chip. I do not like oatmeal raisin. Oatmeal chocolate chip is better because I don't like raisins. Where am I going with this?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Oatmeal and peanut butter are good to go.
Is it?
Yes.
It, with chocolate. No raisin.
It's good.
I like raisins. Anyway.
Well, you've said that 6 times.
But anyhow, so I'll eat it regardless because it's Hocus Pocus cookies. And really the only...
She'll buy and put in the fridge. You won't bake them. She'll be like,
we gotta save the wrapper. But I don't know. It says that they're coming to stores or they're in select stores already. But not everybody has them yet. And you know people are going to go buy them just because it says
Hocus Pocus. They'll be on eBay for like $2,000 a pack. Some will be like, look, my cookie looks like Winnie.
It really doesn't, though.
I know.
And if I'm being critical for just a second, the cartoon image of the Sanderson sisters on the cookie dough really doesn't look like them. Just saying. And I'm a Hocus Pocus aficionado, so I do believe that I'm allowed to say that.
But if they look too much like them, they have to pay them royalties.
Yeah, I guess. But they they just don't look like them. But I will still buy those flipping cookies because it's Hocus Pocus cookies. And, you know, it's funny because, like, Spirit Halloween, they always have Hocus Pocus stuff for the house.
They didn't get the Funko this year.
They don't have Hocus Pocus Funko?
Not from them. It's always been exclusive to them the last 2 years. This year, Hot Topics got them and Box Lunch got them.
So are they Sanderson sisters?
They
I know
got
there's
them all ordered.
Billy Butcherson one.
I've got them all ordered.
Of course he does.
I know Billy had one. I haven't seen that. Where's that at?
I put out a blog. You should have read it. There's this site called the Main Street Mouse.
I've never heard of it.
.com.
Never heard of it.
You should totally read it.
I go over to Dale and Company and look what he has.
Oh! Anyway, Spirit Halloween has a lot of Hocus Pocus things. I always find decorations for the house. They have welcome mats and candle holders and didn't I buy a towel last year?
You did buy a towel.
It was like a Hocus Pocus kitchen towel. One of those things that you put your spoon on.
Spoon rest?
Yeah, spoon rest. And then they have Halloween decorations for the house of Nightmare Before Christmas, too. You can also find stuff for your kitchen, your bathroom, you know, your whatever else you want to put stuff down, rugs and things.
Didn't you buy one of the dresses, one of the costumes?
Okay, so I have a Sarah Sanderson costume. And actually, I thought about wearing it to the October
LOL.
Maybe. We'll see. But how fun would that be?
Make Panda come as the cat.
I want Panda to come as Mary. He doesn't even have
to. Do it.
He doesn't have to shave or anything. But
no.
He could probably do the sideways lip thing. But he could. He looks like Elvis.
That's a bummer look. Panda. He'll come in with his vacuum. Pulling it behind him.
But I do. No,
it'd be his rubble bot.
But Home Depot, I put out a blog today, and I think I put out something yesterday, that they have the blow-ups, you know, that you put in your yard.
Heard a rumor there's no spirit this year. What's it? There one's
there's all, one getting ready to open up by our house.
Yeah, it's
the
in
signs
Toys
are
R
up.
Us. I don't know.
Maybe you got to come over to this end of town. I don't know, but we're getting one up here as a sign. But anyway, they have like a 10.5. Sorry, my dog is going nuts. Jeff, stop it. There's a 10.5-foot Oogie Boogie inflatable.
That's what Judy just said.
There's a Sally, full-size animatronic. They had those at Spirit Halloween last year.
Spirit had those electronic, those 6-foot Sally and Jack.
Yeah, they were expensive. Weren't they $200 or $300?
I thought it was $300 for both. I thought they were $150 each, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. So I don't know, but they were expensive. And
we'll
I think
because if they're in my yard this year, you'll know if they won't.
We could get a deal, maybe. But deal. They have they had the 10.5-foot Oogie. They have it's a Jack Skellington, and he's got this big it looks like a crystal ball, and it's got projections in it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So that that's
kind
there
of
too.
Different towns.
No, not that kind of projections. It's not like a crystal ball. It just it, no. I don't know. It's just it's got Jack projections on it. Not you, Jack. Jack's like, what? wrong Jack. So they have that. And then I had read somewhere that there was going to be more. Maybe the Jack animatronic was coming to Home Depot. But I know that they had those at Sparrow Halloween.
I want the Jack that they use for the show since we're not going to have Halloween parties. Can we bring him to our house? The puppet? Just have him stand in our front yard and scare people if he wants. Scare all the little kids.
Cool. He was cool.
He was cool. I want to see that. That's why I'm bummed this year. I didn't care anything about losing the party. I cared about missing that.
All right. Well, speaking of missing things for Halloween, since we last talked to you also, Halloween Horror Nights was canceled. So, like, everybody was excited about, well, we don't have Not So Scary, but if you're going to be around, we could go to Horror Nights. And, yeah, that's not happening either. And I had wondered about that because the scare zones are so narrow.
But you can make it all like a hospital and put everybody in gowns and masks so it looks like all the workers are at like a hospital gone crazy.
They had that one section last year.
But they could do that in every place throughout the park this year and make it all like that kind of stuff. And it would kind of go with the theme. And then everybody has a mask on.
I guess.
You have like butchers running around, like doctor butchers running around.
Oh.
It could work. Call me Universal, we'll talk.
Anyway, but like when you stand in line for the houses, it's very close quarters. The lines are long. Everybody's kind of smashed together.
And they push you through.
And they push you through. It's just too crunchy. I'm not surprised.
No.
I mean, people were excited that it was going to still go on. And I was like, okay, well, they'll just do it different maybe. But it's not happening either.
I think it just would have been hard. Some of those houses, the lines are long all night, hours wait
Those houses.
And they wouldn't be able to accommodate the amount of crowds they get if they had to space out everybody. And for everybody to get the full feel of Halloween Horror Nights, it would have failed in that aspect.
It could have. But
it's better sometimes not to do it than to give a bad impression.
But they do have like the Halloween store, if you go into Universal Studios. And I'm guessing they'll still have their Halloween merchandise in City Walk, too.
I wonder if they'll have any merchandise, though, from this year's Halloween Horror Nights, like what the houses were going to be. Because what are they going to do with those shirts? They're already made. They have to be. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween shirts were probably already made and sitting somewhere. So it's like, are they going to be like the losing team for the Super Bowl and they get sent over to some country where nobody ever sees them? Or what are they going to do with them all?
That's a great question.
I would buy one.
I know. I probably would buy one too. I really want to see what's in the store. Oh, and
this is why we're going to get to go see what's in the store because we don't have passes right now.
Okay, so Universal also announced a really good deal for you buy a day and you get to use it for what?
Through the end of this
through
year.
Through December 24th. You get to go, you buy one day. Okay. I'm trying to explain this with the
go once and unlimited through December 24th.
Yeah, you pay once, but then you get to go as much as you want from now until Christmas.
Is that ticket for both parks? I forgot to ask you.
Yeah,
because I know you had
not Volcano, not Volcano Bay,
but it's both for the Islands of Adventure and Universal. Can you hop from park to park throughout the day?
Yeah,
because they have a ticket where you can't do that. I don't know. I'll have to look at it and see.
I'm pretty sure it's for both. It's for the Islands of Adventure and regular Universal. And the article I read said something about it's an extra $30 or something for Volcano Bay. There was some sort of an extra thing on there.
I already paid for Aquatica. Let's go there.
But anyway, so if you're looking to be able to go to theme parks without a reservation, Universal does that.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Just saying.
Main Street Universal Reserve.
Okay, Melissa said two parks, buy a day, and you can go to 1224. I think that's a really good deal.
I'm going online as soon as the show's over.
I'm thinking we're going to get our Universal passes back.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about – I was kind of missing them anyway. I just wish we wouldn't let them expire because now we got to take it on payment again.
Bam. Yeah. And you know the thing
is – we're taking donations for
it. but that's a good deal. I could see us doing that.
It is, and then we can decide after that if we want to get the ticket passes again. Or they might have some kind of deal between now and then, too, to offer. Because it's only for Florida residents, right?
That's it, too, Florida residents. So what we're thinking about doing that because, like I said, we can't even get into Disney. So, and sometimes we just want to go do something. But,
Shane.
What do you say?
That's so scary.
Halloween party. There we go.
Oh, it'll be scary.
Oh, sure it would be.
I've never seen Jack. He's ferocious.
Oh, yeah, he's really... They've seen Jack. He's
like going
ferocious.
To the lion's cage.
Yeah, him and Ava
both. Watching the meat just lay there. That's just waiting for the lion to eat it.
But, so, yeah, that's something to think about if you're a Florida resident and you're looking for extra things to do. Universal.
Oh, Ronnie's on. I should play his video.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have known that. I would have had it on.
Ronnie, a.k.a. David Hasselhoff,
a.k.a. Jim.
It's the Hoff watching our show. We should all be super happy. And there's Jack.
Jack.
Seriously.
Jack Skellington's at the door. That's why he's moving up.
You guys haven't heard Jack, like, totally blow a fit in a while, so I guess we were due.
We're on track.
Yeah. We're making up for lost time, right? We miss a couple of weeks, and here we go.
Just going to pop.
Ronnie just put the Hoff. That's right. Long story, but our friend Ronnie is David Hasselhoff.
He's Chunk.
He will still be the Hoff.
If I had it on my computer, I would play it right now. I don't have it on my computer, I don't think.
He will always be David Hasselhoff. I think I'm going to buy him David Hasselhoff things for Christmas.
You know, buy him like a tight black leather members only jacket and get him kit.
And they don't sell that at Bath and Body Works, so I have to go to another store. Because, you know, everybody knows I go to Bath and Body Works for every holiday.
When we were at the convention, they actually had the David Hasselhoff Knight Rider pop at one of the booths, and she almost bought it to give to Ronnie. And she was going to put the buoy from Baywatch in the passenger seat of the car.
I guess, sorry, inside jokes. All right, what else do I have on here? Oh, watching my time so we don't go over. Another thing, I'm sure it's old news by now, but we'll just talk about it quickly. Like 2 weeks ago also, they announced that Rivers of Light is closing permanently at Animal Kingdom. Primeval Whirl is doing the same thing, or Primeval Hurl, as some people called it.
Primeval Earl Sandwich.
Primeval Earl of Sandwich. Yeah, so.
It's from 1780.
If you don't get sick. Would you eat your sandwich before you go on or after?
You better eat it after, because if you do it before, you're going to you're gonna have to go get another sandwich, so you're going to be hungry again.
Yeah. So, and Stitch's Great Escape, which nobody was shocked about because it's never open anyway.
No, bring back Alien Encounter.
I didn't like that either. I didn't like that either. But anyway, I was a little bit surprised about Rivers of Light because it's a newer show and because so much went into production and how all these things had to be done and it was delayed.
They had to have another show to put in to wait for that one. Remember, yes. The Jungle Book show.
Yes. So, and I think that there was parts of Rivers of Light that I think were wonderful. I love the music. I love the lotus flowers. I love, the flowers were my favorite and the music was my favorite. The music made me cry. But truthfully.
Everything makes her cry.
That's true. But truthfully, we didn't go to Animal Kingdom. We don't go to Animal Kingdom that often.
Never in the summer.
It's too hot. And then when we did go, we'd have to like go later in the day so that we would actually stay to watch Rivers of Light because I liked Rivers of Light.
But now they close at 6 every night since the reservation system started. Yeah. So the odds of us going there now are really low. We went the weekend we stayed at the Wilderness Campground cabins.
Yeah, a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm. We went over there because that was opening weekend. We just wanted to see how it was going over there. But we went over there, Flight of Passage, Rose Navi, and we left.
Yeah, we basically just went
to Pandora, which Pandora is weird because none of us like Pandora.
I don't like the movie. Yeah. I think we talked about that last time we were all together. But Corey is such a naysayer. Everything's a disappointment.
You know what? Everything to him goes against the Peanut Fest. If it doesn't match up to the Peanut Fest, it's horrible.
He's been disgruntled since they closed Maelstrom. So Corey is a really hard one.
No, that's a lie because he has his Kristoff costume he wears every year for Halloween now.
That's true.
So yeah, he's the reason adults can't wear costumes to the parks anymore because Corey was, and they were trying to do meet and greets with him.
Yeah, Corey was wearing his Kristoff costume to the park.
He wouldn't shave his beard, so they were all confused.
He's gonna kill him.
He was Kristoff with a hat, Atlanta Braves hat.
Anyway,
and Jordans.
Anyway, so Rivers of Light, kind of sad about that. I just really want one of those lotus flowers. I'm just saying.
The full-size lotus flower.
I want a lotus flower.
We don't even have a pool for you to float the lotus flower in.
I don't care. So, yeah, if they're going to, if Disney's listening and they're going to get rid of those beautiful lotus flowers, I will take one off your hands. So.
If it's just laying around, you have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they want the lotus flower. Oh, no. I got it. So, you know, the lotus flowers had the fountains that did this in the middle.
Yeah.
We could make a sprinkler out of it. Or we could water the grass with it.
You don't need to water grass. It rains enough here. We don't have to.
But I think my idea is pretty good. I want a lotus flower. And I already have the music, the soundtrack on my phone. All set. So, what?
You have to have the music if you're having the sprinkler.
Well, sure. If you're going to put the lotus flower sprinkler on, you want to play the music. Of course.
And we got to hear the people screaming as they go past the Yeti every now and then, too.
Just have the boys yell once in a while. Okay, so what?
Nothing.
What?
No, I'm just trying to hit more. Oh, I didn't mean to hit that. Sorry. I got to take that off. How do I get that one off?
What are you doing?
I was trying to get rid of it because I couldn't see comments.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so Primeval World is going bye-bye, too.
You suck, both of you. Corey said that. We'll see you this weekend, buddy.
See you real soon. Yeah, not at the park, because we can't get a reservation.
Unless you put us in your room. Then
we're going to go stay with you so we can go to the park. Anyway.
I'm going to have to rebuild the app, I think, with a new system, because the one we have currently, you can't do a skip, but I've had other people that ask that. Also, I've had people request if we could do basically request songs to be added to the radio.
Oh, okay.
I think we're going to make Corey DJ it 24/7, live DJ it.
In his Kristoff costume.
In his Kristoff costume, playing the Frozen soundtrack every other hour. And he will sing Let It Go. Not whatever John Travolta called her.
Anyway, Primeval World is going bye-bye.
Primeval Whirl went away?
Primeval Whirl. Or Hurl, because it made people sick.
People always like walk sideways when they go there.
Actually, I never go on Primeval World, so I'm not sad. Only because it hurts my back. Go on that ride. I feel so old. But it always, we went on it years ago when the kids were small, and my back hurt so bad when I got off that ride. I think it cracked in a million places, and I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to go back.
You paid $20 for a chiropractor.
It was like going to the chiropractor at Disney. So that's gone. So this here's a question for you. Maybe something about. So if they're getting rid of Rivers of Light, and they're getting rid of Primeval World.
Which are really close to each other.
Right. So do you think maybe down the road, total speculation, that they could be doing something different over at Animal Kingdom? Like, do you think that maybe something else? Like, I honestly think that the park needs more. I do believe that the Pandora area is great. It's especially now because you can walk right on Flight of Passage. You can pretty much walk through the line at Naughty River Journey. I do think that Animal Kingdom needs something else.
I think they should go back to what the original plan was for one of the lands and do the Mythical Creatures area.
Yeah.
Because it's still on some of the park benches. You'll see the winged dragon on some of the benches and some of the signage and stuff. It's like, why not finally put that part in?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think something should go back there? Do you think it's possible? Like, because that Dino Land USA is cute, but it's Disney. Don't you think they could put something like kind of
can they
wow factor?
They should bring the dinosaurs back from ABC and put them there. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff they could do. There's all kinds of possibilities.
It's cute back there, but I think it's kind of a wasted space. I think that they could put something more back there. It's something that would wow guests.
It has a good theme, though. I like the roadside carnival type thing, the idea of it. I just think they could do something more, like you said. Get rid of
Disney needs to give me something more. I need to.
Give me a reason to want to go to Animal Kingdom.
Yes! Give me a reason. When we were out of towners, let's say. I used to absolutely love Animal Kingdom. I loved the merchandise. It was my favorite. And then when we moved here, especially since they, you know, really beefed up Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom went down on my list. And I just would really love for them to add more to it.
Would be a good thing.
Zootopia, yeah. There's tons of possibilities. Yeah, but I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm just talking. What do I know?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares what I say. I just think that if you were to take that area out, which it looks like something else is going to go back there, there's just a ton of possibilities. But I guess we got to get things back to normal first, yep. You know? I mean, things are still, you know, not normal.
No, a lot of cast members still aren't. I don't believe all of them.
No, not everybody's back to work. There's still the safety restrictions, the masks.
But it's nice to see things are moving forward. That nothing has, the world hasn't stopped spinning because Disney reopened like a lot of people thought it would. Everybody was calling how Disney was going to be unsafe if they reopened and all this, and how everything's been proven wrong so far. And I hope it continues that way.
I hope so too.
Just wear your mask. Listen to the cast members. Don't give them a hard time, and just go have fun at the parks.
Have fun, but be safe. I spray my family down constantly.
She does. We have no immune systems anymore because we wiped it all away.
And they know it too. Him and I went to the grocery store.
I can't even get in a car. I'm trying to put my seatbelt on. Put your hands out.
I'm like, he gets in the car and we're at the grocery store. He sits down and I am right there waiting.
I'm trying to get the car started because 112 degrees.
Ready to spray him down. Because I just, you know, safe than sorry type of thing. That's all. Oh, and then before we go, I wanted to also mention, that we did do our LOL show was back at Disney Springs last week.
It's finally returned.
So I will have more information about that. But we were back at Wine Bar George. Everybody came who was supposed to.
And
we had some extra walk-ins. I'm not exactly sure who. But we had a very nice show. It was great to be back. I don't want to say performing in front of
the
people.
Tech room became a party room.
The tech room turned into the party room. But it was nice. And for those that are asking about the LOL shows, you don't have to wear a mask while you're eating, obviously. So if you come to the show and you have something to eat, something to drink, you can sit, relax, take your mask off.
John will probably have his on.
John will probably have his mask on.
He's wearing Michelle's and give it to him.
Me.
You're the only person within 20 feet of him.
I don't think he's worried about me. John is one of those that wears his mask everywhere. So.
He's one of those ones that would get it because he's so paranoid about it.
No, but he's just overly careful. That's all. So I really think that it was great to be back, and I hope that as long as, you know, things keep rolling, that we're going to be able to keep LOL going. Don't forget our big meetup weekend, October 24th and 25th.
Everything is still currently on target for Epcot the 24th and House of Blues on the 25th for the LOL show.
So the 25th, our LOL show is going to be not just a show, but like a party, because we are celebrating 10 years of the Main Street Mouse. And if you cannot be there at House of Blues on the 25th of October, we will be live broadcasting from there as well. And I'm also going to work on some extra prizes and things that people at home can participate with, because I have a little bit of time to figure it out. But even though in these, you know, different times, we still want to, you know, have meetup weekend be special like usual.
And just remember, if you are traveling and need help with that, MEI Travel will help you guys get to the meetup this year. You can reach out to Becky and her people, and they can help you out. Just banner links on our website, all over the site. Just click on there, fill out a quick form, just say what you want, and somebody from their group will get back to you ASAP. Yes, and also, if you are coming in for the meetup and you need a stroller, reach out to our buddies at Kingdom Strollers. They have been our sponsor since day one of the Main Street Mouse launching. Basically, and they've always had our back. They've always been there for us. And the least we can do now is be there for them when they need us the most, when they're having difficult times and not a lot of travel coming. So.
Right. It's been hard for small businesses, especially that are associated with the travel industry. So
actually, MEI's having, they've had.
It's just been hard.
Yeah. If that's what all your bread and butter is in travel, and the way travel has been basically depleted, these people need help. So Just remember that.
Yeah, just support small business. Yep. And speaking of small business, we will have a exciting announcement coming in the next couple of weeks. So please stay tuned.
Yeah, probably within 4 weeks, I would say. And then I didn't mention it. Jimmy was on. Our buddy Jimmy from Disney Nerds Podcast had said he had a great time. We actually were in the park with Jimmy the day before we went to Huntsville. We got to hang out with him for a couple hours. And he said it was fun time in the park. So I don't know if he's still on. But
probably not. He probably was like, see ya.
He's like, they didn't mention me.
Oh, wait. He is still on.
There he is. See, Jimmy's still
on. Okay, Jimmy. I stand corrected. You didn't bail. Sorry about that, Jimmy. So anyway, I hope you guys had a great time watching the show. We really appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned to the site all week long for updated news as it comes out, because of course I will put that out. Yep. And
don't forget Club TMSM. If you guys are interested in becoming a sponsor over there, please go over there and sign up for it. Mm-hmm. Also, we will have the TMSM regular magnets on the site probably tomorrow. I'll have those up, and we'll have those up for sale if anybody wants to purchase one. Anything you do, it does help us with our costs for the mainstream house and things like that, so we appreciate it.
Okay. So you guys have a wonderful week, and we will see you next Monday. Be safe and take care.
Yep.
See you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.